You're listening to SBS News.
Daniel Morcombe's parents arrived at the Brisbane Magistrates Court looking relieved. It's a building they've come to know all too well, and this is the final time they will have to walk through the doors. They're here to hear the findings of the Queensland Coroner's inquest into the murder of their beloved son Daniel Morcombe, more than 15 years since he disappeared. While Sunshine Coast man Brett Peter Cowan was found guilty of the 13-year-old's murder in 2014, the coroner was tasked with examining Queensland's largest ever police investigation to see if all that could have been done was. Daniel's mother, Denise, says it has helped her family find some peace.
It's a relief for the family. We won't have Daniel back, but we hope in the future other families don't have to wait so long to get some answers.
The Queensland coroner, Terry Ryan, told the inquest police could have concentrated more on the prime suspect, Cowan, in the earlier stages, a finding Daniel's father, Bruce, strongly agreed with.
His findings were very powerful in identifying a couple of areas where the Morcombe family had considered that Queensland Police, in hindsight, could have done better.
But the coroner insisted, while in hindsight police could have acted faster, he said their response was not inappropriate in the context of the then policies and procedures in 2003. And substantial changes and improvements have been made since. Mr. Cowan abducted Daniel from a bus stop on the Sunshine Coast in 2003 and was finally arrested in a sophisticated police sting in 2011, resulting in Daniel's remains being found. Because of the lengthy nature of the Morcombe case, the coroner also recommended independent reviews of cases unsolved for a period of 12 months. He also said that the Queensland government should change the criminal code to ensure the victims' remains are released to their family more quickly.
We had to wait for many, many months after Daniel's remains were found. The coroner recommends this be changed to make it a lot easier and a lot quicker for any families after us.
The end of the inquest marks a turning point for the Morcombes, who said their final goodbyes to the large press pack they've become so accustomed to.
15 years and 4 months is a long time, but this step, this chapter is finally over, so we wish you farewell.
Thank
Cheers.
You.
They are keeping their son's memory alive with the Daniel Morcombe Foundation for Child Safety as a lasting legacy and to help spare other parents from what they have suffered. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.